Spirit, and we'll be looking at faithfulness today. And to be faithful is to be full of faith, yes? To be faithless is to have less faith than being full. So as we look into these portions of Scripture, if you go up a bit further and you just look at the life by the Spirit, what's being said here, you, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge in the flesh. Rather, serve one another in humility, in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command, love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour, and it goes on to tell us all the things that we could be prone to, and all the things to stay clear from. And then it goes on to say, so I say, walk by the Spirit, and you know, will not gratify the desire of the flesh. So the antidote to the negative is the positive. And so often when I look at this portion of Scripture, being led by the Spirit, being filled with the Spirit, experience the fruits of the Spirit. I had a conversation with someone recently, and I said, you know what, if it wasn't for this journey of the Lord knocking off rough edges, I don't know if I'd be able to cope with people. Anyone else like that? And you suddenly see, Lord, I need more of your fruit in my life. I need more patience. I need to be good. I need to be honorable. I need to be those that will lift others up and out and into the purposes that you have for them. I need to forsake the things I desire and desire your thoughts. I need to walk in the way that you call me to walk. And if we don't look at these fruits, so often we can see surface things and we think they're so simplistic that we need to go deeper. We don't need to go deeper. We need to stick with what it says. It says, by the fruit of the Spirit, it's love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, and today, faithfulness. So I want to look at just what the Bible says about faithfulness to us. You know, God is a faithful God, isn't he? And we ought to be a faithful people. And we can look at the word faithfulness and we can split it up into different areas. We can talk about relationships. We need to be faithful to one another. We can talk about commitments. You know, I don't always get this right, but if I say I'm going to do something, I try to be faithful to what I've said. I try to do the things that I've said I'm going to do. So often nowadays, I just forget, and that's my excuse. I forget that I've said I would do that, and it's not until I get the phone call to say, what time are you coming? Oh, it's today, is it? I woke up this morning and I was in a panic because I've got a speed awareness course coming up. And I thought, oh my goodness. Goodness, I've missed it. It's on the fifth month, the sixth of the fifth. And then I read it wrong and I looked down and it said, no, I've made the appointment on the fifth. The actual date is the seventh month. So I'm okay. But we need to be faithful. Faithful to what we do and faithful to what we say. Faithful to what God has called us to do. You know what? I can't walk your journey and you can't walk my journey. And God's asked me to do certain things he'll not ask you to do. And God's asked you to do things that has not asked me to do. And the key is this. When we look through, I was chatting with Bernie earlier about in the Old Testament, you know, God was just looking for a faithful people. Do this and all will be well. Do that and it won't. And it's the same for you and I as we look through Scripture in the New Testament. God is a gracious God. In Joshua 24 verse 14 it says, now fear the Lord and serve him in all faithfulness. And when you look at this portion of Scripture, you've got a man who's been honourable to God. God's been honourable to him. And he's coming to the end of his journey. And he's called leaders to come to Shechem, which was a significant place in itself. And he's making this statement. And I think we could make the same statement to one another today. And it says this. Serve him. This is the Lord God. Throw away with faithfulness. Throw away the gods of your ancestors. Your ancestors worshipped. Pause there for a moment and you think, well, we don't serve those gods. But so many of us at times, we have idols which we don't realise are idols. things we can put in place of what God has called us to do. And God wants us to live fruitful, joyous lives. He doesn't want us to have lack. He wants us to be prosperous. He wants us to be full of His Spirit. And so as we journey on this adventure with the Holy Spirit, we will have the twists and the turns. And I suggest if we grab hold of the fruit of the Spirit, we'll be able to navigate those twists and turns a lot easier. Don't serve other gods. It's a reminder. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods of your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates, or gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. And when we look at that portion of scripture, and we know it's for then, how can I bring that to now? Well, so often, and I'm guilty of this at times, we walk into someone else's sphere of influence and they influence us more than the Holy Spirit does. We can, if we're not careful, sometime come down to their level instead of lifting them up to our level, saying, no, I'm not going to worship that idolatrous way of life. And we don't have a shrine, we don't have an image, we don't have a carved item that we worship, but sometimes I suggest that we're caught unawares and we want to do the right thing by the right people and we don't want to cause offense. So if we're not careful, we can start to worship their way of life in the very things we don't do, in the very things we don't say. So we can still take these portions of scripture and be challenged by them to be fruitful and more fruitful. And it says, in whose land you are living, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And that's a good place to start this message, isn't it? We can say, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. You know, I have children that don't attend church, but as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my household, they know that we pray. As for me and my household, they know where we stand. As for me and my household, they know who we are, what we stand for, and where we believe we're going. As for me and my household, we won't serve the God of Mammon. We serve the God that gives us all grace, the God that breathed into our nostrils. So we can say that today, can't we? We can say, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. We can make that commitment. So we have that opportunity to be fruitful today. Faithfulness is what we're talking about. The Lord rewards everyone for their righteousness and faithfulness. The Lord delivered you into my hands. This is an opportunity that David had to take Saul's life. Saul was venomous towards David. Read the story. And I'm pulling this portion of scripture out simply because it says faithfulness. But it says God, the Lord God, rewards our righteousness. The things we do when we have a right standing with Him and we have a right standing with other people, God will reward us. Why? Because He's faithful. He's faithful and He encourages us to be faithful. You know, I can look around in church from time to time and there's men and women that have walked with us in ministry for many years. Well, this is our 20th year, so 20 years, but even before then, they've been our friends. They've been those that will speak in season and out of season, those that will bring a word that will say, be careful, those that have shown themselves to be faithful. And that's just one illustration of faithfulness, a friend that will stick to you closer than a brother. A friend that will be there through the good times and the bad times. You know, all of us can experience fair weather friends, can't we? I mean, I'm not a drinker, but if I was a drinker, I could just imagine going down the pub. If I bought all the drinks, I'd have lots of friends, wouldn't I? But suddenly, if I fell on hard times, I've had no friends. Those sort of friends we can do without. They're not the faithful people we're talking about. People that are faithful to turn up and take, but those that are faithful to turn up and give. And those that will give through the good times and the bad times. So for me and you, as we look at this whole fruit of faithfulness, maybe it's an opportunity just to think about the things that we can be faithful in, the things that we are grateful for other people being faithful in, the things that someone has said, I will come and help you, and they've helped you. I will support you, and they've supported you. I will sow financially into your life, and they have. They're faithful things. And so often we can see the small and miss the large. But in this portion of scripture here, David had an opportunity to take revenge, an opportunity to settle a score. Yet because of the goodness of God in his life, because of the faithfulness of God in his life, he was able to be faithful towards Saul and say, I won't lay a hand on the Lord's anointed. He understood the relationship, even though it was torn at times. So you and I have that same opportunity. We have the same opportunities to be faithful and to be full of faith. In Psalm 26, test me, Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind, for I have always been mindful of your unfailing love. I have lived in reliance on your faithfulness. And if we look at the foundations of our lives and we think about that word faithfulness, to be full of faith, you know, we have faith in what Christ has already done, don't we? We have faith in the finished work of the cross. We have faith that God keeps his promises. We have faith that God will reward those that diligently seek him. We have faith that he'll never leave us or forsake us. Now, we could say there is promises, but we are full of faith because God has said it and God will do it, and yet we believe it. And there's times in our lives that that faith can be less than and is faithless. But we want to be faithful. We want to be those that are full of faith. So my message today is a simple one. It's to encourage us to look at God's faithfulness to us. Look at our faithfulness to him. And look at the faithfulness of those around us. Because there are family members, friends, colleagues, people that we hardly know that have sown into our lives. They've been faithful. You know, there's people in my life that I don't see from one year to the next. But when I do see them, it's as if I've never stopped seeing them. Why? Because there's a relationship there. There's a connection there that was God-given. There's a connection that cannot be broken because of mutual faithfulness. And if they was to ring me and I was to ring them, I would be there to help in any capacity I was gifted in, and they would with me. It's faithfulness. It's faithfulness to one another. Sometimes we don't feel like getting up and going to church. It's faithfulness to what God has called us to do. You know, as we worship individually, we're blessed. As we worship corporately, we're blessed. And it's not about what we get, it's about what we give. When you come into church, it's the people, the stones, the living stones coming together into a spiritual temple. You give something to the Lord and you receive something. We're mutually blessed. And we're faithful one to another. And that's what the Lord wants. So I want to encourage us as we stick with the psalmist in Psalm 86 verse 11. It says, teach me your way, Lord. This encourages me because there's an opportunity to learn something. Teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name. An undivided heart. The Bible says if a house is divided against itself, it cannot stand. And yet sometimes we have undivided hearts. We, you know, one part of us go, well, I'm going to do that. And another bit say, I'm going to do that. But when we're faithful to the Lord, when we let him teach us his ways and we understand his faithfulness, we know the right thing to do. Do I do this or do I do that? Well, what does the word say? The word says remain faithful. Remain full of faith. So believe what God has said about you. Believe what he says about you. Believe what he says is going to happen in your life. When we look at his word, believe what God has said. Look at the passages above, the passages below, and read around it and let the Holy Spirit speak to you afresh. This is a message on being full of faith, not being full of fear. You see, the Bible says perfect love drives out all fear. So when we are faithful, we fear less. I've told this story many times, but it's one that always sticks with me. When I was younger, when I was about 14, I used to be afraid of the dark. And I used to hate the dark. And I used to travel from one place to another. And if I wanted to stay with my friend, I had to walk through dark places. And there was a woodland and there was trees all around. So as I was walking through this dark place, I'd start to talk to myself. Because I thought, if there's someone hiding behind a tree to attack me, they'll think there's two of me and they'll leave me alone. I was full of fear. Now I'm full of faith. but I'm still cautious. I don't speak to myself in that way, but I speak to the Lord. There's a difference, isn't there? The Bible says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Glad you asked, because your rod and your staff will comfort me. The rod and the staff will lead, correct, direct us as we walk through these dark places. But when we're full of faith, then we're less likely to be full of fear. Does that make sense? So faithfulness is not just being faithful husband to a wife or vice versa, or to children and parents and colleagues and the rest of it. Faithfulness is an action of being full of faith that God has given us, because it's a gift. See, faith is a gift that God gives me and you. You cannot be born again unless you've received the Spirit of God. And we receive the Spirit of God through faith in the finished work on the cross. So as we look through this message, this simple word on faithfulness, the psalmist continues. He says this in 119 verse 30. I have chosen the way of faithfulness. Can you see the word there that's highlighted in yellow? Chosen. You see, it's something we have to choose. I will be. I will repent. I will go forward. I will be obedient. I will change. I will repent in the sense I'll change. The fruit of the Spirit. It's not that we've all got it. And if you have, next week you're going to be preaching. We're not, we're on this journey. And it prompts us, it encourages us, it convicts us to go, Lord, help me. Help me to do better. Lord, I want to be good. Lord, I want to have a sound mind. I want to be faithful to what you have said in my life. I want to be faithful to your call. Someone had a conversation with me a couple of years ago, and they said, so has God said anything to you what you're going to be doing next year? And I said, no. And they said, why? I said, because he told me 20 years ago, bind up the broken heart, set the captives free, preach good news in season, out of season. So I'm doing what God has called me to do. I'm faithful to his call. And yet for some people, God calls them to do something, encourages them to do something, but they may get to a point where it costs them too much financially. It costs them too much within their relationships. It will cost them too much in blood, sweat and tears. And they forget what God has said. But God's not changed his mind. Why? Because he's faithful. He's faithful to honour his word. He just wants us to be faithful to receive his word. So it says here, the psalmist is saying, I have chosen the way of faithfulness. I have set my heart on your laws. I hold fast to your statutes, Lord. Do not let me be put to shame. I run in the path of your commands. For you have broadened my understanding. See, when you look at this portion of scripture and you break it down, God's given us a broader understanding of who he is as we delve into his word. As we are faithful to read or to listen to his word, then he's faithful to do what his word says it will do. It's sharper than a two-edged sword, yes? So it brings division. It cuts away the bad and leaves the good. But we have the opportunity, the same as the psalmist says here, I have chosen the way of faithfulness. So faithfulness is a fruit. It's something that we should desire, something that we should walk in. So let's walk in it. Let's choose faithfulness. Sometimes you might not feel faithful. But it's not feeling, is it? It's an act of faith. It's an act of faith. When you sit on the chair, you don't feel the chair's presence. You believe it's there. You have faith that that chair will take your weight when you sit on it. So we've chosen, we have an opportunity to choose the way of faithfulness. So if we want this fruit to expand, if we want to be a 30, 60, 100 fruitful individual, then we choose. We choose faithfulness. Lord, this day I will serve you. This day, Lord, I will listen to what you've said to me and I'll be faithful in my delivery. Be faithful. Has God given you one person to take care of? Be faithful. You know, if you're married, then be faithful. Be full of faith. If you have a family, if you have a neighbor, and God has said, I want you to just be faithful. Some people, they have that gift of evangelism, don't they? They can go out and they can just preach the gospel in season and out of season. Others are a bit more reserved, and God has given them a neighbor or a friend or someone that they can draw alongside. Just be faithful. Be faithful in the small and God will bring the increase. Be faithful. I remember, I'm going to talk about finances. I don't like talking about finances, but when we became Christians, it's normally my wife that would say, I think we ought to. And this particular day, she said, I think we ought to start giving into church. And we had nothing. And we've got friends even in this room who we share a loaf of bread with. We share a pot of jam and a slab of butter and some cheese. We had very, very little. And I said to her something like, you must be kidding. How can I give nothing that I've got? I'm already in debt. And she said, well, I think we ought to. The Bible says, be a cheerful giver. We ought to agree an amount in our heart and be faithful to give it. So reluctantly, I said, okay, we will start giving this much. So we gave a small amount and we was faithful. We was faithful. It hurt, but we was faithful. And then God brought the increase and we was faithful. And then God brought the increase and we was faithful. Then God brought the increase and we was faithful. And without going into detail, we could put noughts on the end of the original offering. Why? Because God was faithful to us and we was faithful to him. It's not about what we give him. It's about that heart relationship. It's not about the money in itself. It's about the faithfulness. It says he will bring the return. Yes? It's not about me giving him a pound and him giving me 10 back. It's about my heart relationship. It's the fact that God has been faithful to me and I'm faithful to him. But it was a journey. But we had to choose it. And I use that illustration because it was a real illustration in our lives. And Susan and I have got an awesome testimony. We could write a book at the faithfulness of God. But there's been opportunity where we've had to be faithful. There's been opportunities that I had to be faithful towards the commitment that I made towards my wife and my children. There's opportunities where I had to be faithful towards my employer, faithful towards the congregation God had blessed me with, faithful towards the neighbours that we had. But we have to choose it sometimes. It's not just going to come. We don't just sit there and say, Lord, give me. You know, we're not like these little chicks that were just fed when we open our beaks. We have to choose it. So I want to encourage you, choose faithfulness. Choose to be faithful to what God says, not what I say to you, what God says to you. If God has said something 3, 4, 5, 6, 10, 12, 15 years ago, he will be faithful in keeping his word. All he asks us to do is to be faithful in delivering it. So we have an opportunity, just as the psalmist said, to be faithful, to choose faith. In Proverbs 16, I encourage you to read Proverbs. It will stir you up. It will encourage you. It will cause you to think. Through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. Through the fear of the Lord, evil is avoided. Through love and faithfulness, sin is atoned for. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever would believe in him would have life and life in all its fullness. When we repent, he forgives. That's faithfulness, isn't it? It's the faithfulness of God towards us. But when we talk about the fruit of the Spirit, we're not talking about understanding God's faithfulness, just God's faithfulness to us. It's about our faithfulness to him. And as we are faithful to him, we'll be faithful to one another. Do you know what? I suggest that you'll struggle being faithful to one another if you're not faithful to him. If we can't do the simple things by being faithful to the Lord, who we don't see, yet we know is present with us, then how are we going to be faithful to those that we can see? So it's a challenging message, an encouraging message, a message that will call us to be provoked and stirred up, but not to fear the Lord in a way in which we're afraid of him. But the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And I've said this, but I say this regularly when I speak about fear, so that you could get an illustration of what I believe the fear of the Lord is a part of. And I use the illustration of a child. And if you've got children and you walk into a supermarket, just imagine with your mind's eye, maybe most of us who are parents, we don't have to imagine this, they run off. They think it's funny, don't they? And they're hiding up and they're wanting you to find them, and yet you're a little bit nervous because you're not sure where they are. You become fearful. that you can't find them. Then you decide to turn the tables. Just imagine what you do is you hide from them. And they can't see you. They are going to be afraid, aren't they? They're not afraid of you, they're afraid they can't find you. See, as a spiritual father, he's there, he's not hidden. But at times our sin will separate us from him and we can't see him and we become fearful that he's not there. That's the fear of the Lord. Lord, where are you? Lord, examine my heart. Lord, create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit, as David would say. The fear of the Lord, evil is avoided. As we look upon him, we won't look upon it, evil that is. So faithfulness and love, sin is atoned for. You know, as we become faithful to one another, we'll forgive one another. As we become more faithful to what God says to us, we'll be more ready to forgive others that err against us. You know, yes, you don't deserve it. No, nor do I. But faithfulness, being faithful to him and understanding the faithfulness that we have an opportunity to walk in, then sin will be atoned for. Sin will be avoided. Fearing the Lord, evil will flee from us. As we continue through scripture, just one or two more if you'll indulge me. In Isaiah 42 verse 3, a bruised reed he will not break. This is talking about the Lord Jesus. And a smouldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. You know, Jesus came to atone for sin. Jesus came to give us life and life in all its fullness. You know, and when we're feeling weak and vulnerable, imagine, you know, a bruised reed. Just something that's delicate and fragile. And yet the Lord comes through his faithfulness and lifts us up. As the Bible says, as on eagle's wings, he lifts us up. He lifts us up and he lifts us out. Why? Because of his faithfulness to us. So we need to be faithful to him. Faithfulness is a choice, and I ask and encourage us to choose it. Lamentations. Now, here's that book that we don't look in very often. Lamentations 3:21. Yet this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for him. I don't need to say anything else except repeat what it says. Because it's a scripture on itself that speaks to us, or it should do. Yet this I call to mind. I remember this, Lord. Therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Every morning they are new. Today is the day that the Lord has made. Today is the day of salvation. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. The Lord is faithful. I have an opportunity just to meditate on his words. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore I will wait for him. Choose today who you will serve. Numbers 14:24. This is talking about Caleb. My servant Caleb has a different spirit. Whenever I read this, it encourages me and challenges me at the same time. Read the portion of scripture. This is talking about a covenant relationship with God's people. The Lord said to his leaders, just picture this, to his leaders, I'm sending you into a land in which I am giving you. Go and spy it out. And they came back and a portion of them went, too much, too big, they're too strong. But two came back and said, we can take this. See, two understood the faithfulness of God. God had already gone in, won the battle. They just needed to stand. When we look at scripture, when we look at salvation, you know, we don't have to fight the battle. The battle's been won. We just have to stand. Stand in what God has already given us. Be faithful to his call because he's faithful to his word. So when we look at Caleb here and we look at Joshua, they had different spirit. They had a spirit, a mind that was after God's heart. But I suggest that if you read the scripture, you'll understand that everybody heard, or everyone was listening, but only two heard. So often we can look through scripture and it says, I will deliver you from this evil. And we pray, Lord, when are you going to deliver me from this evil? Well, I'm going to. Be patient. Stand. Stand. Because I am faithful. You be faithful. But what do you want me to do? What I called you to do? Be faithful. Let's be people that have a different spirit. The spirit of the living God that dwells within us. A spirit that will allow God's grace to overflow from us. A spirit that will be faithful, not faithless. To be full of faith, to say, Lord, I trust you, I believe you, I'm making a decision. Lord, I'm praying anew today. Lord, I'm seeking your face. I serve you. That's just faith. Faith in the finished work of the cross. Simple as that. Faith in what God says about us. Faith in what he says he will do in 2 Timothy 2:1. You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. We could say this to one another. I could say, church, God's sons and daughters, be strong in the grace that God, that is in Christ Jesus. And the things you have heard him say through his Holy Spirit. In the presence of many witnesses, he entrusted to reliable people who also will be qualified to teach others. As we let his faith and his faithfulness embody us, we will be faithful to others. Join with me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ Jesus. No one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer. Similarly, anyone who competes as an athlete does not receive the victor's crown except by competing according to the rules. A hard-working farmer is the first one to receive. You know, this is a race. Some of us can run faster than others, but we're all getting to the same destination, so take your time. Take your time. You know, God wants us to be faithful. You know, when we start to look at something, if you imagine you're going to go from A to B, and you have this journey that you're on, you have an opportunity to bless people on the way. Or you have an opportunity to get there first and not bless people on the way. Which one do you think God would want us to do? I suggest he'd want us to stop and serve. Stop and give that cup of cold water. Stop and share that sandwich. Stop and give that word of encouragement. We was on the way home from somewhere yesterday, and there was a lady, and we don't know if she was unwell or inebriated, to be honest. We just don't know, but she was all over the place, and my thought was, not my problem. And this lady fell backwards, and Susan says, stop the car. She said, I can't leave her, and she got out. See, my thought was, oh, just not my problem. Susan's thought was, I have to do something. You know, when God gave us that illustration of the Good Samaritan, the illustration was, it was enemies that served enemies. That the righteous men, so-called in Scripture, just passed by. And sometimes we have to choose to be faithful. Because God is faithful to us, we need to be faithful to him. But it's not easy at times. As we continue to look through Scripture, Matthew 25, verse 21, it says this. His master replied, well done, good and obedient servant. No, well done, good and generous servant. No. Well done, good and faithful servant. And it says this, you've been faithful with a few things, I will put you in charge of many. Read the portion of Scripture. It's talking about, some versions talk about talents, but the talents are finances. We can look at our talents and our abilities. We can look at our financial provision. If God is blessed with much, I want to bless others with much. But you know, the thing is this, all God asks of me is for me to be faithful. On that day when I'll stand in his presence, I want him to say, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord. I've given you a few things. You've been faithful with the things I've given you. I don't need to overlook at what someone else is doing. I just need to be faithful to what God has given me. And I suggest you need to do the same. That sounds awful when I say you need to. You have an opportunity to do the same. You know, I can't sing, so I can't be faithful in leading others, but I can be faithful in worshipping him. It says, make a joyful noise. Some people will question it, but to me, it's a joyful noise. I can be faithful in that. So, you've been faithful with a few things. And as we become faithful with a few things, God will give us more. If you desire more of him, be faithful to what he's already given you. That's my final scripture as we conclude this message in what the Lord has said. Going back to Galatians, it says, but the fruit of the Spirit. It's not just one fruit. It's not just love. It's not just joy. It's not just peace. It's not just forbearance. It's not just kindness or goodness and faithfulness or gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. For those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let's keep in step with the Spirit. So it's about taking all these attributes that God has given us and putting them into one and being faithful people. So as we conclude this message, we can pray one for another in the sense that say, Lord, help me. Lord, today I choose you. I choose life and not death. Lord, I choose to serve your plans and purposes. As for me and my household, Lord, I'm going to pray my family into kingdom. I'm going to pray that you encourage them, bless them, convince them, convict them, enable them. Lord, I want to be faithful to your word because you're faithful to me. Lord, I want to turn up and do the things that I've said I will do so I can be faithful to my word because you're faithful to your word. Lord, I want to see in season and out of season the good and the bad coming together. Lord, I want to be faithful. I want to be a man under authority because you've given me a mandate. I want to be able to say yes and no to the people I need to say yes and no to because I am faithful. Lord, I'm on this journey. So we'll pray together. Father, we're on a journey together, Lord, and we pray. And we say today we choose you. We choose to serve your plans and purposes. Lord, I want to be full of faith. Lord, in the areas where I struggle, the areas where I doubt, let your love come in because your word says perfect love drives out all fear. Lord, where there's fear and there's doubt, bring joy and bring your word. Lord, bring your light of your life and your love and your redemption, your correction, your direction. Lord, help us as a ministry, as a church, as a body, to be faithful to your call. Help us, Lord, to see what you see, feel what you feel, hear what you hear. Help us, Lord, to lift up the vulnerable, to stand in the gap for the weak, Lord, to rejoice with those that rejoice, to mourn with those that mourn, to celebrate, Father God, your goodness to us, to pray for those that are struggling, to lift their arms up, one on the right, one at the left, to be faithful to the calling that you've given each one of us, Lord. We ask this day, today we say, Lord, we will serve you. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
I will continue with that story. I do believe if he could have stopped, he would have done. But it was a busy road and it wasn't easy. So he stopped the car, let me get out, and Andrew went further down the road to find a safe place. But as I got out of the car, fear can creep in. She was on the floor. I didn't know what I was going to get to. Had she banged her head again? I didn't know. So I quickly prayed. And within seconds, another car stopped. So thank you, Lord, because I couldn't just pick her up. I couldn't smell alcohol, but something wasn't right. And then the car that stopped, the lady knew the lady on the floor. It was a relative. I gather something was amiss. But as we are faithful, God will always be faithful. It wasn't an easy situation, but God will always be faithful. So let us be a people that will step out of the boat with our family, our friends, and those it's so easy to walk by. Let's be faithful.